In Australia, health complaints commissions play a critical role in the healthcare system. Commissioners help to protect patients' rights and they investigate complaints about healthcare that patients have received. We were interested in the way that complaints are distributed across the medical workforce. So the research question was whether for a doctor to receive a complaint is just luck of the draw, or whether there are patterns in the way those complaints are distributed. So what we did is we looked at 10 years of health complaints data from the Victorian Health Commissioner for the decade between 2000 and 2009. The Commissioner received over 3,000 complaints against private practice doctors in that decade, and we analysed those complaints to see if there were patterns in the way those complaints distributed across the medical workforce. So what we found is that, at least at the population level, complaints are not just luck of the draw, that there are clear patterns in the way that complaints are distributed. In particular, we found that a small group of doctors account for a large share of complaints. So across the whole private practice workforce, there are around 10,000 doctors in private practice in Victoria. About a fifth of those doctors received complaints in the decade that we were studying, which obviously means that around 80% of doctors did not receive a complaint to the Health Commissioner in that decade. For most of those doctors who received a complaint, it was just a one-off isolated event and they didn't receive any more complaints in that decade. However, there was a small group of doctors, fewer than 100 doctors, who received four or more complaints, and those doctors accounted for nearly 20% of all of the complaints received. So we were interested in whether the characteristics of the complaint-prone doctors were different from the characteristics of other doctors. To determine that, we compared our complaint-prone doctors, so the doctors who'd received four or more complaints, against a random sample of doctors who'd only had one isolated complaint in the decade under study. What we found is that the complaint-prone doctors did have some different characteristics, and in particular, specialty was a really important marker. So we found that surgeons were 9 times more likely to be in the complaint-prone group than GPs, and we found that psychiatrists were 4 times more likely to be in the complaint-prone group than GPs. There were some other characteristics that we noticed. So, for example, the complaint-prone doctors tended to be older and were more likely to be male than the single complaint doctors. We also found that the complaint-prone doctors were more likely to have trained in Australia. We're not quite sure what to make of that finding. The international evidence on the relationship between country of training and medico-legal action is quite mixed. So with that finding, we're hoping to do further study to try and find out exactly what's going on with those overseas trained doctors. So our findings in relation to specialty reflect findings from international research. Other studies have also shown that surgery and psychiatry are high risk factors for medico-legal actions. I think with psychiatry, there has been some speculation that some patients are more likely to file complaints than others, but there's not much evidence of that. With surgery, we do know that a lot of surgical procedures are quite high risk and that when complications do occur, they're quite visible to patients. So that's consistent with overseas studies showing that there are high rates of adverse events in surgery and that patients who suffer a surgical complication are more likely to bring medico-legal action. The other thing with surgery and psychiatry is that they're both specialties where there can be quite a power imbalance between doctor and patient, and that may contribute to the increased complaint rates that we saw. So the real significance of this research is that, having identified that there's a small group of doctors who account for a large share of complaints, the next question is, well, is it possible for commissioners to identify those doctors and take action to try and prevent future harm? So that's the real challenge for future research, and we're planning a 2-year national study of complaints in all of the states and territories across Australia to try and answer that question. So what we're planning to do is to work with the health commissioners in each of the states to look at 10 years' worth of their data and to see if we can try and develop a tool which will help those commissioners to identify complaint-prone doctors early on in their complaints trajectory. So it doesn't really help for us to be able to say, look, this small group of doctors had 5 or 10 or 15 complaints over a 10-year period. What we really want to be able to do is to catch them earlier on to flag them as being at high risk and to support the commissioners to take a closer look at those doctors and see if there's some way to intervene to help steer them back to safe practice.